Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. This morning we're reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 5, Text 10. Na yadvachas chitram param hare yaso. Na jagat pavitram pragrinita kaichit. Tadvairasam tirtam mushanti manasa. Na yatra hamsa niramantyu shikshayah. Na yadvachas chitra param hareyaso. Jagat pavitram pragrinita kaichit. Tadvayasam tirtam mushanti manasa. Na yatra hamsa niramantyu shikshayah. Na yadvachas chitra param hareyaso. Jagat pavitram pragrinita kaichit. Tadvayasam tirtam ushanti manasa. Na yatra hamsa niramantyu shikshayah.
Yat.
Vacha. Vocabulary. Chitraparam. Decorative. Hare. Of the Lord. Yasa. Glories. Jagat. Universe. Pavitram. Sanctified. Pragrinita. Described. Kaichit. Hardly. Tat. That. Vayasam. Crows. Tirtham. Place of pilgrimage. Ushanti. Think. Manasa. Saintly persons. Na. Not. Yatra, where? Hamsa, all perfect beings. Niramanti, take pleasure. Ushikshaya, those who reside in the transcendental abode. Translation. Those words which do not describe the glories of the Lord, who alone can sanctify the atmosphere of the whole universe, are considered by saintly persons to be like unto a place of pilgrimage for crows. Since the all-perfect persons are inhabitants of the transcendental abode, they do not derive any pleasure there. Translation, everyone together. Those words which do not describe the glories of the Lord, who alone can sanctify the atmosphere of the whole universe, are considered by saintly persons to be like unto a place of pilgrimage for crows. Since the all-perfect persons are inhabitants of the transcendental abode, they do not derive any pleasure there. Srila Prabhupada purport. Crows and swans are not birds of the same feather because of their different mental attitudes. The fruitive workers, or passionate men, are compared to the crows, whereas the all-perfect saintly persons are compared to the swans. The crows take pleasure in a place where garbage is thrown out, just as the passionate fruitive workers take pleasure in wine and women and places for gross sense pleasure. Swans do not take pleasure in the places where crows are assembled, conferences, and meetings. They are instead seen in the atmosphere of natural scenic beauty where they are transparent, where there are transparent reservoirs of water, nicely decorated with stems of lotus flowers and variegated colours of natural beauty. That is the difference between the two classes of birds. Nature has influenced different species of life with different mentalities, and it is not possible to bring them up into the same rank and file. Similarly, there are different kinds of literature for different types of men of different mentality. Mostly the market literatures, which attract men of the crows categories, are literatures containing refuse remnants of sensuous topics. They are generally known as mundane talks in relation with the gross body and subtle mind. They are full of subject matter described in decorative language, full of mundane similes and metaphorical arrangements. Yet with all that, they do not glorify the Lord. Such poetry and prose on any subject is considered decoration of a dead body. Spiritually advanced men who are compared to the swan do not take pleasure in such dead literatures, which are sources of pleasure for men who are spiritually dead. Those literatures in the modes of passion and ignorance are distributed under different labels, but they can hardly help the spiritual urge of the human being, and thus the swan-like spiritually advanced men have nothing to do with them. Such spiritually advanced men are called also manasa, because they always keep up the standard of transcendental voluntary service to the Lord on the spiritual plane. This completely forbids fruitive activities for gross bodily sense satisfaction or subtle speculation of the material egoistic mind. Social literary men, scientists, mundane poets, theoretical philosophers and politicians who are completely absorbed in the material advancement of sense pleasure are all dolls of the material energy. They take pleasure in a place where rejected subject matters are thrown. According to Swami Sridhar, this is the pleasure of the prostitute hunters. The literatures which describe the glories of the Lord are enjoyed by the Paramahansas who have grasped the essence of human activity. Nayadvachas chitta paramareyaso jagat pavitam praginitakai chitta dvayasham tiritam ushanti manasana yatta hamsam inumat vishukshavaha. Those words which do not describe the glories of the Lord will alone can sanctify the atmosphere of the whole universe, considered by saintly persons to be like unto a place of pilgrimage for crows. Since the all-perfect persons are inhabitants of the transcendental abode, they do not derive any pleasure there. Narad's instructions on Srimad Bhagavatam. Narad Muni speaking to Vyasadeva. Now, of course, we understand that Vyasadeva had compiled the Vedic literatures and given the commentary, but he hadn't yet described the beautiful pastimes of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna. So he wasn't feeling fully satisfied. Now, Narad Muni has come, acting as his guru, spiritual master, and explaining to him why he is dissatisfied. And the literatures, which just describe mundane activities, are inferior. But the spiritual literatures, they are superior. Now, this will describe more in the next verse. These are very well-known verses from this, from the Bhagavatam, the next verse also. The spiritual literature, the spiritual activities, spiritual talking, actually in Bhagavad Gita. Well, today actually is the anniversary of Gita Jayanti, the anniversary of Krishna speaking Bhagavad Gita to Arjuna 5,000 years ago. So, that place I visited, and some of you may have visited, in Kurukshetra, a place called Jyotisa, a place they have a chariot there, and Arjuna's there, and Krishna's there. Speaking, I have the Bhagavad Gita. So Krishna spoke Bhagavad Gita 5,000 years ago to Arjuna, but of course, he spoke the same knowledge millions of years before to the sun god. I remember one time one of my godbrothers went walking with Prabhupada in Perth, and he said, "Prabhupada, you know when Krishna spoke Bhagavad Gita 5,000 years ago?" And Prabhupada stop, he said. You were a student of Bhagavad Gita? Why do you say 5,000 years ago? You don't know that imam vivashvate yogam yuktavam puktamanaham avyam vivashvan manavipra manu ikshvakavi. You don't know this verse from Bhagavad Gita where Krishna spoke this same knowledge of Bhagavad Gita to the Vivishwan 120 millions of years ago. Vivishwan to Manu, Manu to Ikshvaku. Ikshvaku became the king of the earth. So Prabhupada explains that actually the knowledge of Bhagavad Gita on earth has been in existence for over 2 million of years. Krishna spoke to Arjuna the same thing 5,000 of years ago. So anyway, today is the anniversary of Krishna speaking to Arjuna. So this is, of course, Bhagavad Gita, the transcendental subject matter. Here is mentioned the Vyasham and the Hamsa, or Paramahamsa. Hamsa means swan. Vyasham means the crow. Generally, people are not very attracted to the crows. They don't make a very pleasant sound. Many crows in Australia also. So many crows in India. It's a prediction of Kali Yuga, actually, that by the end of the only bird will be the crow. Kali, you know how we have in this country, many countries, so many different beautiful birds and everything like that. They will all be, only the crow will be there. So the crow is not where you see the crow, in the garbage area, and so many making so much noise. We have one temple in Brisbane, and so many places in Graceville. Well, we moved now, but before it was known as the suburb of the crows. Every morning we were giving the Bhagavatam class, and so many crows were talking. That's a horrible sound. Many other birds give very sweet sound. And so there's the crow. So the crow-like persons. Another example can be given, just like the fly. The flies. Generally, no species of life likes the flies. They're buzzing around. In Perth. In Perth they have the very friendly flies. They buzz on, they go on your face, they just go on your ear and your nose, everywhere. Brush continuously. In Africa also have flies. So many flies. Every country has so many flies. But where is the fly? The fly is always looking for the dirty places. Not like the bee. The bee is looking for the honey. Going to flower to flower to flower. Bee is such more nice. But the fly is that. So the fly and the bee, the difference between the fly and the bee, or the crow and the swan. Here, the crow. The crow, as I said, likes the garbage places, all the horrible places. The swan likes the nice lakes. Generally, you won't find the swan in the garbage area. You don't find swan there. Swan doesn't like. He won't go there. He's got aversion to the garbage. But crows, you throw the garbage. If you could give the crow a choice. You give the fly a choice. You want the nice, sweet, or you want the garbage? They'll go garbage. Just give me garbage. So this is different mentality. And Prabhupada actually said to you, the mentality is different somehow or other. The species of life. Every species is born under the modes of material nature. The conditioning is there. And every, also a human being also, conditioned modes of, has a certain mentality. Right from the birth, and it is developed more and more, affected by the modes. So all the species also affected by the different modes and has a certain mentality. So the crow has a certain mentality and will always have a certain mentality. Very difficult for the crow to change the mentality. Generally not, but it will stay the same mentality the whole life. You won't find the crow switching. It always will like the garbage, always like those places. It won't switch. Dog has certain mentality. You won't find the dogs coming to the Srimad Bhagavatam class. They're not inclined to So every species of life is a condition. Of course, they can be helped by the transcendental sound vibration. That's what they can be helped. But generally speaking, That is the principle. Interestingly enough, this Narad Muni uses the place of pilgrimage for crows. Proper, funny way he put that. That's the pilgrimage for crows. Generally, when you think pilgrimage, you think that you go to the holy places, and many people go to the holy, and they go for the pilgrimage. But when you say the pilgrimage for the crows, where could the crows go? The only pilgrimage for people gather together, so many in numbers. So the place of the pilgrimage for the crows. So here is explained, the example is given metaphorically, or I guess, the human beings also. They like to gather. A pilgrimage, a place of pilgrimage, crows, you don't really consider it a place of pilgrimage. Because it would only be a rubbish dump or something like that. So you don't really consider it. But the crows consider it a place of pilgrimage. This is the point. The crows, they're very attractive. They think it's a wonderful place. So it's like a place of pilgrimage for them. They go out of the way looking for these places. They're flying, and if they see it, place of pilgrimage. So let's all go there immediately. Just like people who want to go a place of, let us go to Badrik Ashram, let us go to the Vrindavan, let us go to the Dwarka, Jagannath Puri. Oh, very nice, let us all go. That's the place of pilgrimage for the saintly persons. They're very attractive. But the crows, they like to, they think it's wonderful. So people who are like that, what are the places of the crow-like places for people? Prabhupada says, all these activities, mundane activities, gross sense enjoyment, very gross. The people in different countries have a little bit different variety of it, but generally it's based on illicit sex, gambling, meat eating, and intoxication, isn't it? These are these are gross sense enjoyments that everyone is dying to have in the material world. If they can't have these things, they're suffering. Of course, they're suffering even while they're trying to enjoy them. But still, they think if they can't have these things, what is life for? What is life for but for these things? So they think like that. So wherever they go, we're going to have fun today. Just like I was up at our center up in the Golgotha doing some programs there, and it was just happened to be schoolies. Schoolies. I don't know if you have so much here. Schoolies. And schoolies means at the end of the high school, they get off early and they go, finished all their exams, and all the students, they go for enjoying now, they're all finished. They go to the Gold Coast, they go to different places. So they go there and they get drunk and they go to the party and they stay up late till 7 o'clock in the morning. They're just like, they're drinking so much, they're falling down on the ground, they're vomiting, and next morning, last night I had such a good time. They're fighting, I had such a good time last night. Right? Vomiting, I can't walk. This is their idea of good time, you see? And they're totally convinced, they're waiting, they just can't wait for that. At the end of the year, I'm going. Just like I was reading, so many schools from Perth, they like to go to Bali because it's not so far from me. So, of course, they're giving us a bad name over there. Anyway, they're getting drunk, they're falling, the same thing again. So they're not at all respected there because there's a Hindu culture there, but they're so greedy for money, they just tolerate. They want the money to come there, but they're not very respected there. But anyway, so they think that it's such a good time. So you have these types of activities, and you have, the meat eating. Like in this country, a very popular thing. Let us go. We get the invitation, and we go for the barbecue. So they sit around. It's so nice. Throw the sausage, and they throw the steak, and they have the beer, and all these types of activities. And this is so wonderful. It's like a pilgrimage place. You see so many people together in the park sometimes. You see in the park. Pilgrimage. No, they're cooking. They're cooking the meat there, isn't it? Cooking the meat. So many people. They go to the races, just like here a few weeks ago with the Melbourne Cup, isn't it? It's like an annual pilgrimage, isn't it? You could think of it in that way. It's like a pilgrimage. They come from all over the world to this great, wonderful pilgrimage place here in Melbourne. And many people come to this little track and watch the horses run around. Yes. They'll get dressed up very nicely. You know, they wear their best, and they're just drinking and having the barbecue and gambling and who knows what other activity. But it's like a big pilgrimage place. They come. But it's the place of pilgrimage for the crows. It's a refuge. It's all been done before so many times. And people have done it and they enjoy it, but then they get sick of it. You couldn't do it all the time, isn't it? You couldn't go every day to the Melbourne Cup. You couldn't do these activities all the time. People may try, but they get sick of it. So it's like a refuse. It's called chewing the chew. You know, someone's already done and become sick of it, and then you come and chew. Just like someone chews the sugar cane. Say you get some sugar cane, you chew. You got all this, you throw it out, then someone else sees, oh, what's this sugar cane? Picks it up. What's it? Someone already chewed, but is also chewing, and the next one also chews. So all these activities have been done before. They don't have a very lasting pleasure, but people keep going back to them. They get it very attached to it. You know, they're always looking for different pleasures, because no one pleasure can last very long time. And so they're always looking for different whole variety of pleasure. All these cities and everything's been built up like that. Everyone gathers and they go shopping and they go all these types of things. You know, like downtown, you go downtown, Swanson Street, Elizabeth Street, they're all shopping, buying things like that. And it's wonderful. Oh, today I'm going shopping. I get very enlivened. It's like therapeutical. Now I'm doing my therapy. I have to go shopping. I've got to get out of the house. What can I do? Let's do some therapy. Let's go shopping. Right? Oh, look at that dress. Oh, look at that shirt. Look at that thing. Right? Let me buy some more shoes. Let me buy this. You feel very wonderful. So you all gather together. Again, like a pilgrimage. Where's that pilgrimage? Downtown. That's the place of pilgrimage. They all gather. Where are we going to go? We're going to the mall today. Oh, wonderful. We're going to the mall. That's like the place of pilgrimage. Let's all gather at the mall. All our friends will be there. Isn't it? Oh, I had such a nice time. And they talk and they talk. You know, they talk. One godbrother was complaining to me. This was some years ago when his children were growing up there. But even the children were teenagers. Always on the phone. Talk, talk, talk. Hours and hours on it. You know? He was always complaining because they used the landline, so he's blocking the phone. No one can ring me. 2 hours. And then one time he was doing something, what do they talk about on the phone? You know? He said, yes, I went in the street and I saw the dog running and then I saw someone crossing over there. And it's just nothing. Nothing of substance. Just talking, just nothing. And then I went to the shop, I bought some bread and I came home. And like that, and then I went in the lounge room and I turned the television and you said, yes, oh yes, and what will you do tomorrow? I'll do the same thing tomorrow. One wonderful conversation for 2 hours. Right? Wonderful. He just was interested. What are they talking 2 hours for? So this is the pilgrimage, you know, of the crow type. You know, they gather together, everyone now on the mobile phone. They can't, it's like an addiction now, isn't it? You have to, you know, up to the last minute, you have to have that such important conversation. I see them on the plane because I fly a lot here and there. They have to be walking. They're walking along as they're going through all the whole airport. Still talking, talking, talking in the line, giving the ticket, talking, talking, talking.